我们开始的时候，我们一起有个祷告。
Have a word of prayer before we begin.
主，我们的心何等的赞美你。
Lord Jesus, our hearts thank you.
是你的恩典，让我们一次又一次可以来到你的面前。
Being by your grace that again and again we can come before you.
你永远是我们聚会的中心和目的。
You are forever the center and the purpose of our gathering.
你永远是我们信息的题目。
You are forever the theme of our message.
早晨，你让我们带着诚心和充足的信心来到你的面前。
This morning with a heart of faith on.A heart of faith that we may come before you.
让我们知道你施恩的宝座设立在我们的中间。
Your throne of grace is established in our midst.
你口里有恩，心中有爱。
And this grace on your lips, this love in your heart.
是让我们每一次都敢带着本相回到你的面前。
That at any time we may come to you just as we are.
是的，照着你所说的，你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Well, like you said, Lord, where your spirit is, there is freedom.
我们仰望今天早晨圣灵在我们中间做奇妙的工作。让我们所有的捆绑和辖制因着圣灵我们得到释放。让我们蒙蔽和刚硬的心因着你的同在而得到开启。让我们里面所有受压软弱的心灵因着你的同在得到安慰。
And all the oppression and all weakness of our hearts may be comforted by your spirit.
祝福这短短的时间。
Bless this time, O Lord.
对我们说话。
Speak to us.
向我们显现。
Reveal yourself to us.
让我们都起来更深的爱你。
We may all rise up and love you more.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们非常感谢主，我们最近在交通一连串一个非常重要的题目。
We thank the Lord very much as these days we're speaking on a topic that is of extreme importance.
弟兄姊妹，在我们这一生的里面有许多的事是不可以少的。
Brothers, there are many things in our lives that we cannot do without.
那有许多的事是不需要有的。
And all, there are also many things that we do not need to have.
我们过了许多的日子，有许多的日子其实是没有价值的。
There are many days that we spend without purpose.
但是却有许多的日子是我们不可以少的。
But there are many days that we cannot do without.
弟兄姊妹，在这一生经过以后，我们真会发现，其实有许多的事是我们不需要在乎、不需要拥有的。
And as you go through this life, you begin to realize there are certain days, there are things that happens to us we really don't need to have.
但是我们不能不来认识这位造我们的神。
But to know the Lord our God is a must.
我们不能不来降服、接受。这位造我们的主
we must submit and receive the God who has made us.
不然的话不仅仅我们这一生活在失迷虚空和痛苦的里面
not only do we live a life that is lost and in misery
而且我们这一生要丧失了最大的价值和祝福
but this life will lose the greatest blessing
弟兄姊妹我们最近要来讲圣灵全备的祝福
and these days we'll speak on the full blessing of the Holy Spirit
每一次当我来到这个题目面前的时候就觉得自己何等的渺小和不配
and every time I come to this topic I feel that I am so small and I'm not worthy
而我每一次要讲这个题目的时候里面就觉得一个很大的挑战和压力
and every time I want to speak of this topic I feel a great challenge and great pressure upon me
因为我自己觉得我何等的有限来介绍这位伟大的神
because I feel that I am so limited to introduce to you this almighty God
我也觉得我们这个世代里面我们对神的认识和经历都太缺乏
and I find that in this day our experienceAnd our knowledge of our God is so limited.
所以我常常跟主的祷告就是圣灵既然我们要说你你自己来这里做工
And I pray often, Holy Spirit, if I am to speak of you, I ask you to come and work.
你自己在这里运行在这里将你启示给我们
You yourself come and move in our midst and reveal yourself to us.
让我们能够真正是主
That we may truly know the Lord.
上个礼拜我们讲到圣灵里面三件重要的事情
And last week we talked about the three important things of the Holy Spirit.
第一件事情我们必须知道圣灵不是只是一个能力一个爱的一种浇灌感觉而已
But the Holy Spirit is not just a power It's not just a love that is poured out
圣灵是有它独立神圣的位格
But the Holy Spirit has a position A holy position
那三而一的神圣父圣子圣灵还有三个独立的位格
The triune God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have a distinct personality
但是它却又是同一位神
But yet they are one
所以我们不是讲圣灵是第三位神这是错误的讲法
But the state of the Holy Spirit is the third God that is incorrect.
只有一位神
There's only one God.
但是他却有三个独立神圣的位格
There are three distinct holy personalities.
而第二件事情我们讲到什么叫做圣灵
And we talk about what is the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面叫神的灵。
And the Old Testament it is called the Spirit of the Lord.
它是完全的神性。
And it is completely holy.
但是圣灵是在新约里面特别有的一个名称。
But the Holy Spirit is a terminology that is used in the New Testament.
穆安德烈告诉我们是得了荣耀耶稣的灵。
And Andrew Murray tells us it's the Spirit of the glorified Jesus.
是这位神的灵在道成肉身耶稣的里面经过了死经过了复活升天得了荣耀之后
There's a spirit of God that came as a man in the flesh and that was crucified and was resurrected and glorified
是神性跟人性调和在一起的
It is the nature of God and the nature of man that has come together
是可以跟人交通可以跟人联合的
it can fellowship with man it can be united with man
旧约神的灵是从外面临到人
in the Old Testament the Spirit of the Lord comes upon a man from the outside
新约的圣灵可以住在人的里面
but the New Testament the Holy Spirit dwells within
因为旧约神的灵是一个完全的神性
because in the Old Testament the Spirit of God is completely whole is holy
而基督升到天上
And as Christ is ascended,
他带着人性升到父的面前。
And it brings the nature of man before the Father.
所以当圣灵赐下来的时候
When the Holy Spirit was sent,
这个灵是特别可以跟人发生关系与人联合的。
And this Spirit may be united with man and being touched with man.
所以哥林多前书第六章十七节讲到与主联合的就是与主成为一灵。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says those who are united with Christ are those who are in one spirit with Christ.
哥林多后书三章十七节说到主就是那灵。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 says the Lord is the Spirit.
所以当我们讲到圣灵的时候
when we speak of the Holy Spirit,
其实就是当初道成肉身的耶稣他复活升天之后
it is the same Jesus Christ who came as a man and he ascended onto heaven.
他用另外一种的形式临到了我们中间。
And another form has come in our midst.
他今天可以住在我们的里面
and today he can dwell in us
而主就是那灵
and the Lord is the Spirit
所以为什么我们不太向圣灵祷告我们直接向主祷告
why is it that we don't often pray to the Holy Spirit but we pray to the Lord
当然圣经的教导更多是向父神祷告
but the scripture teaches more so to pray to the Father
因为主就是那灵
but because the Lord is the Spirit
耶稣现在活在我们的心中
Jesus lives in our hearts
我那个活着不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
and today when we say it's no longer I who live butChrist who is in me.
因为在圣灵的里面我们得到了永生
Because in the Spirit we have eternal life.
我们都重生了
We are all born again.
基督的生命在我们的里面
And the life of Christ is in us.
所以这是讲到第二件事情得了荣耀耶稣的灵
And secondly we speak about this is the Spirit of Christ glorified.
第三件事情我们说到这个世代现今是圣灵的时代
And we say that this age is the age of the Holy Spirit.
旧约神的儿子还没有来到
In the Old Testament before the Son of God came
神借着神的灵在那里做事
And God worked through His Spirit
而在2000年前神借着耶稣道成肉身来到地上
And about 2000 years ago God through His Son in the flesh
人可以看得见他可以摸得到他
A man may see Him and touch Him
那从来没有人见过神却借着父怀里的独生子将神给彰显出来
But no one has ever seen God but through the only begotten man has seen andThrough the only begotten God was revealed.
因为他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
It is the image of the living God, the glory, the manifest glory of the living God.
弟兄姊妹，两千年前当耶稣从死里复活升天之后
2000 years ago, after the Lord was resurrected and ascended.
主耶稣说：“我若不去，保惠师就不来。”
He said, "If I do not go, the Comforter will not come."
我去他就来
I go that he might come
我们知道主去了
We know that the Lord went
我们前天正好读到使徒行传第二章五旬节圣灵来了
And Friday we study Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit came
所以现在开始的是一个圣灵的时代
And now is the time of the Holy Spirit
四福音是讲到个人的耶稣的行传
And the four gospels speak about the personal Christ the personal Jesus
从使徒行传开始讲到圣灵的行传
and from the book of Acts and onward it speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit
从前是个人的基督
and in the past it was a personal Jesus
现在是整个教会团体基督在这里彰显神的荣耀
now it's the church the corporate Christ that is glorifying Jesus Christ
从前是一粒麦子
In the past, it was one seed.
现在已经结出了许多的籽粒了。
But now many grains have been produced.
从前耶稣在地上受到时间跟空间的限制。
In the past, the Lord was confined by time and space.
在圣灵里面，他再也不受时间和空间的限制。
But in the Holy Spirit, he's not bound by these things.
他跟我们每一个人同在。
But he is with each and every one of us.
所以为什么在约翰福音十四章十二节，主说我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
In John 14:16, the Lord says, "Those who believe in me, they too will do."
并且要做这比这更大的事情。
They will do the things that I do, and even greater.
这件事情怎么可能做得到呢
？And how is it possible?
我们怎么可能做的是超过主所做的呢
？How can we do things that surpass what the Lord has done?
主耶稣在底下告诉我们那个原因。
But the Lord Jesus tells us the reason why.
他说：“因为我往父那里去。
”Because I go to the Father.
因为他去了。
Because he went.
他在圣灵里面来了
and the Holy Spirit, he came.
从前只有一个耶稣在地上
in the past there was but one Jesus on the earth.
现在耶稣活在每一个蒙恩罪人的里面
but now Jesus lives in everyone who is saved by grace.
好弟兄姊妹今天耶稣一样在我们这些肉身的里面他要说话他要行事
but Jesus, the same Jesus will be in you and speak and work.
所以如果我们真看见什么叫圣灵
we truly see who is the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹你我的生活绝对不一样
your life and mine will no longer be the same.
那么伟大三位一神的生命今天在圣灵的里面我们都得到了
so the life of the triune God we have received in the Holy Spirit
在旧约里面这么多伟大的先知神的仆人们他们盼望都得不到的
the mighty servants the prophets of the Lord in the Old Testament they dream about this but they have not received it
今天你我我于洪杰算的什么神居然住在我的心中
but you and I who are we that the Spirit of God may live in us
不要说我在神面前算不了什么。
Not to say that I am nobody before God.
我们在亚伯拉罕、大卫、以撒这些人面前，我们都算不了什么。
But before Abraham, David, and Isaac, we are nothing.
但是他们所羡慕、所盼望的。
But the things that they long for.
他们所能经历的。
The things that they can only experience.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们今天新约的子民相比，他们真是羡慕啊。
And in comparison to the people of the New Testament, they are envious.
只是我们活得连他们都不如，就是。
But the way we live our lives, we are not comparable.
他们如果活在新约的话不知道他们要活出怎样的得胜和荣耀
They were in the time of the New Testament We cannot imagine the life that they would live The glory that would bring to the world
弟兄姊妹我们要宝贝圣灵的内住
One sister we must treasure the indwelling of the Holy Spirit
太伟大的事情
It is such a great matter
三而一的神
The triune God.
他再也不是从外面领导我们。
And he no longer comes to us from the outside.
他再也不是从外面来向我们显现他多伟大。
And no longer does he reveal his greatness to what we see on the outside.
他今天住在你我的里面。
But he dwells in you and me.
无时无刻都跟我们同在。
It's not bound by time, but he is with us.Moment by moment.
每一件事情上他都跟我们一同经历。
And every matter he goes through with us.
只是我们信不信而已。
Do you believe?
只是我们进入了没有进入而已。
Have you entered into this
truth? 今天我们要来讲圣灵赐下来的目的了。
And we want to talk about the reason why the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵赐下来的目的我从三个角度来讲。
I will speak in three particular aspects.
今天早晨我们讲第一个。
The very first one.
他来是为了要见证荣耀神的儿子。
And he came to testify and to glorify the Son of God.
我知道这一系列的信息，特别是前面这几次。
And I know these series of messages, especially these ones in the beginning.
可能稍微严肃深刻一点。
And would be more serious and be more in depth.
但是我请弟兄姊妹知道这些信息都太重要了。
And I want brothers and sisters to know that these messages are very important.
我们得着没得着，进入没进入，那是天跟地的差别。
Whether you received it, whether you have entered in, is as different as heaven and earth.
我们何等希望我们这一生能够丰丰富富的进神国。
And how we pray that we may enter the kingdom of God with such fullness.
神真是在基督里面已经把一切的丰富都给我们。
That God in Jesus Christ has revealed to us and given us His entire fullness.
圣灵来就是要把我们带进这一切的丰富里面。
The Holy Spirit came that we may enter into the fullness of God.
所以我们都要求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
让我们真认识他。
That we may truly know Him.
那在这段的圣经，在这一篇的信息，我们要讲到圣灵降临的第一个最重要的目的。
And this message we want to speak about the very The most important thing is why the Holy Spirit.
他要见证荣耀神的儿子。
He wants to testify and glorify the Son of God.
我想我在我们的纲要里面我提了三个小点。
And in our outline, I listed three points.
我们很快的看一下经文都在上面。
And very quickly, would you please look at it? All the verses is on the outline.
第一个讲到要见证主。
The first one to testify of the Lord.
约翰福音十五章二十六节、二十七节，我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。
John 15:26-27, when the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify.
那第二说到他来是为了要荣耀主。
Secondly, he came to glorify the Lord.
约翰福音十六章十四节到十五节，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
And John 16:14-15 says, he will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you.
凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I say the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you.
第三，说到要来高举主。
Thirdly, to exalt the Lord.
使徒行传第五章三十一节到三十二节。
Acts 5:31-32.
神用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主。我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这几处的圣经，我们看见一件共同的事情。
Friends, as through these verses, we see one common thing.
圣灵降临下来。
The Holy Spirit came.
虽然是叫人可以蒙恩蒙福。
And man may be blessed.
但是还这还不是圣灵降临最主要的目的。
But that's not the key purpose why he came.
啊，第一件事情他来是要荣耀基督，为基督做见证。
He came to glorify Christ and to testify of him.
那也许弟兄姊妹会问，到底什么叫做见证主、荣耀主呢？
For instance, you may ask, what is it to testify to glorify the Lord?
以前有人还问过我一个问题，他说神为什么叫人家要来赞美他？
Somebody has asked me in the past, why does God want people to come and praise Him?
他不是就叫我们要谦卑吗？他为什么叫人家来赞美他呢？
What, didn't He tell us to humble ourselves? Why would He want people to come and praise Him?
那我们在这里赞美荣耀他，不是都往他脸上贴金吗？
When we praise, when we glorify Him, aren't we flattering Him?
弟兄姊妹，这是因为我们不认识我们所信的是谁。
When this is because we do not know the God whom we believe in.
如果我们真认识我们所信的是谁，
If we really know whom we have believed in,
那个赞美、那个敬拜、那个美词都自然地从我们心中涌入。
And the praise and the worship and the beautiful words will come outpouring from our hearts.
原谅我说，甚至我们都觉得我们不配来赞美他。
When this is, forgive me for saying so, we may even feel that we are unworthy to praise the Lord.
所以以前有一个很有名的作家，在一个发表会上在那里发表的时候，
There was a famous author at one time, he spoke these words.
他听到有一个人在那里一直称赞他的作品。
And he heard someone continually praising his work.
他越听越难过。
And he was very uncomfortable.
因为他完全没有进入他写这本书的境界、意境里面。
Because this man, as he praised him, he really did not understand why he wrote this book.
就跟你们常常喜欢听我讲到里面举的例子。
And just like you often like to hear the examples that I give in my messages.
其实我讲到的精华不在我的笑话跟例子。
The essence of what I've said is not on the humor and examples that I give.
那个作家后来忍不住了去跟他讲，他说对不起，你不配来称赞我。
And that author actually went to that person and said, I'm sorry, but you're not worthy to praise what I've done.
当然他们是不信主的，比较刻薄一点。
Of course, they did not know the Lord, so they're a little harsher.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真认识我们所信的是谁，
Once if we really know whom we have believed in,
我们会趴在地上觉得不配的。
We will prostrate on the floor and feel that we are totally unworthy.
但以理一见到荣耀的人子，他倒在地上全身发软。
Daniel saw the Son of Man, he prostrated on the ground and he was completely without strength.
约翰一遇见主，他整个人伏倒在地上，
John saw,
受不了。
John saw the Lord and he fell to the floor because he could not take it.
弟兄姊妹啊，不管你是保罗，你是约翰，你是但以理，任何人见到神都要倒在地上。
Brothers, it doesn't matter if you are Paul, you're Daniel. It doesn't matter who you are. If you see the Lord, you will fall to the ground.
等到约伯从分文有神到真正认识神的时候，他在炉灰中懊悔自己。
And Job, when he has come from the place where he has heard of God to the point where he's met the Lord, he really repented.
所以圣灵来见证基督、荣耀基督，不是为我们介绍基督而已，请大家注意。
The Holy Spirit came to testify and to glorify Christ. It's not just to introduce him.
不是好像介绍一个人一样，让我们知道他怎样怎样。
Not to just introduce him and say this man is such and such.
弟兄姊妹，那还是外面的。
But just still on the outside.
圣灵要让我们里面，他要把智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
And the Holy Spirit through wisdom and revelation will come into you.
让我们真知道他。
That you may truly know him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道我们所信的是谁的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we really know who we have believed in,
我们整个人生真是要不一样。
Our life will be completely different.
我们脱离所有的惧怕。
We will put aside all our fears.
像我们会怕人。
Our fear of men.
怕老板。
Our fear of our boss.
怕别人的伤害。
Our fear of other people's hurt on us.
去 interview 吓得要死。
When we go to interviews, we're completely terrified.
弟兄姊妹，以赛亚书五十一章告诉我们，你是谁，竟然怕那必死的世人。
When it says Isaiah chapter 25 says.Who are you that you should fear man?
你却忘记了那个铺张诸天、立定地基、创造你的耶和华。
Have you forgotten the Lord who has made the heavens and earth?
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面对我们所认识的没有那么清楚的把握，我们活在恐惧中。
Brothers and sisters, when we live in a state where we do not really know whom we have believed in, we live in fear.
我们怕环境，怕苦难。
We fear our circumstances. We fear difficulties.
当环境一起风暴的时候
，And when the storms come.
众人十四昼夜。不吃不喝在海上
and the men on the waves of the sea they cannot eat and they cannot sleep
但是对那个认识神的保罗来说
but to Paul who knew God
他却能够出来安慰众人
he stood up and he comforted people
我信神怎样对我说事情要怎样成就
I believe the Lord has spoken to me and it will be accomplished as so
因为他深知道他所信的是谁
because he knew who he has believed in
我们会怕患难怕苦难
We fear difficulties and we fear trials.
但是保罗却在罗马书第五章告诉我们，他说我们是欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
So Paul says in Romans chapter 5, we receive the joy of hope that lies ahead.
他说就连在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
But even in trials and tribulation, we are filled with joy.
雅各告诉我们，弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
And James tells us, brothers, in all joy.In all tribulation, count it all joy.
弟兄姊妹，这些人是神经病吗
？Is he crazy?
怎么可能在难处中还要大喜乐呢
？How can you count it all joy in all tribulations and trials?
我们长了癌症了，我们还要喜乐吗
？If you're cancer, can you still rejoice?
我们被 lay off 了，我们还能喜乐吗
？When you've been laid off, can we still rejoice?
我孩子生病了，我还能喜乐吗
？My child is sick, can I still rejoice?
我的老板逼迫我，我还能喜乐吗
？When I am oppressed by my boss, can I still rejoice?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真认识我们所信的是谁
？When sisters, we truly know who we have believed in.
那一个真实的喜乐是一个巨深的喜乐。
And that joy, the truth of that joy is something that is real.
它不是建立在环境上。
It is not built upon our circumstances.
海上可以起风暴。
The storms may come upon the sea.
但是最深之处，那么深的安静安稳。
But in the depth of one's heart, we may have peace.
圣徒的喜乐是从里面来的。
And the joy comes from within.
主耶和华是我的喜乐。
The Lord Jesus is my joy.
弟兄姊妹，这从认识来的。
This comes from knowing.
所以当哈巴谷在那样子一个荒凉的局面里。
And when Habakkuk in this such a tragic time.
他说无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力。
He said though the fig may not blossom, and the fruit of the vine may not produce, and even the olives may not labor for you.
田里面不出粮食，棚内这个圈内没有羊，棚内也没有牛。
He said the field yield no fruit.So the flock may be cut off, and there's no herds in the field.
整个环境都是荒凉，都是困难。
And there's desolation in all the surroundings.
用中国人的话说，就是一切都不顺。
And according to Chinese, nothing is working.
什么都不效力了。
Nothing is working for you.
然后什么都没有了。
And you have absolutely nothing.
但是哈巴谷却能够说，我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk says, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
他是我心里的力量，他又使我的脚能够像母鹿的蹄稳行在高处。
Because the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high hills.
弟兄姊妹，当我们不认识神的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we do not know God,
我们这个人的特点就是不稳、不高、不行。
Our specialty is that we are not, we're no longer at high place, but we are no longer strong.
我们整个生活高高低低的。
And our lives go up and down.
我们的生活不够高尊贵，我们活得那么低，都是活在俗世的里面。
And we do not live a life of royalty, but we live and the common and the commonality of this world.
我们光能听到，我们不能行道。
When we hear these messages, but we cannot do them.
好像我们长进的很慢。
And our growth is so slow.
但哈巴谷却能够在量子的环境里面，他依旧稳行在高处。
And the fact that even in that circumstance, he still set his feet firmly upon the height.
我们会害怕明天。
We fear tomorrow.
害怕未来。
We fear what is to come.
但是当我们真知道谁掌管明天的时候，
We really know who holds tomorrow.
我们心里面是这么安息，知道他负我的责任。
Our hearts will have peace because he is in control.
云涛或者
当你问
我能面对明天，云涛或者不再惧怕，我深知道他掌我命间，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。对不对？唱得不够喜乐啊！再唱一遍好吧，喜乐一点。好，我深知道谁掌管我的明天，所以生命充满着喜乐，我就不再惧怕了。你要唱英文唱中文都可以，我们唱轻快一点，预备来。
因他活着，我能面对明天，因他活着，不再惧怕，我深知道生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
Yeah, Amen. 我们真知道祝福我们明天的责任。
We know that He is taking care of us.
所以我们可以把一切的重担来卸给他。
We put all of our burdens on Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道我们所信的是谁
，Once this is we truly know whom we have believed in,
我们脱离这一切的恐惧和害怕。
We will leave all these fears.
但是从另外一面来说
the side,
我们真知道我们所信的是谁
if you、really、know whom you have believed in,
我们一定活在惧怕里
we will also live in fear.
我们这个礼拜读的使徒行传第二章很多人都很 confused
We read Acts chapter 2, many of us are confused.
五旬节降临这么大圣灵的工作
When the Pentecost and the Holy Spirit came,
福音这么有果效彼得一天信息三千个人得救
And the gospel was so effective that 3,000 men were saved.
门徒都愿意恒心遵守使徒们的教训
And everyone、was willing to listen to the teaching of the apostles.
但是圣经却告诉我们
But the scripture tells us,
众人都畏惧
And all were feared and trembled.
这个畏惧是因为认识我们所信的是谁而产生的敬畏让他们敬畏到一个地步他们觉得他们所有的家产不是最重要的敬畏到一个地步他们那么在乎神在我们中间真实的工作弟兄姊妹如果我们真知道所信的是谁先不要说变卖家产
Don't even talk about selling our possessions.
我相信我们早上就不会像现在这样子迟到这么严重。
And I don't think we'll come so casually and late to our meeting.
你会原谅，你会说，哎呀，余弟兄你又来了。
You say, oh, brother, you here goes again.
弟兄姊妹，其实你不要以为这是小事情。
But this is not a small matter.
迟到都是难免的，因为有时候的确有 interrupt 的事情。
It is sometimes yes, we could be late because things come up.
但是我们常常从最小的事情显明我们对神的认识和态度。
But from the smallest things, it often reveals our attitude and our understanding.
使徒行传第一章讲到神百姓犯罪的情形。
And actually,
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1 tells how the people of God have fallen away from Him.
第一个提出来的就是他们明明知道有神，却不把神当作神来荣耀他。
The very first thing is that they knew that He was God, but they did not glorify Him as God.
我们唱诗称他为神。
And we sing and we say, You are God.
我们口中尊他伟大。
And we say, Lord, You are great.
但是我们的生活却不是活在敬畏神的光景里。
But our lives do not live in the fear of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，真认识所信的是谁？
When sister, we really know whom we have believed in.
惧怕会被除去。
Fear will go away.
但是惧怕却不是我们的特点。
But this fear, this reverence, is also a key element that is.
我们敬畏神。
we will fear the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到保罗为什么在以弗所书第三章有一个求启示的祷告。
This is why Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 has a prayer that seeks revelation.
他求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，让我们真知道他。
He asks that the Lord our God will grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may truly know Him.
不是只是跟我们介绍他是两千年前生在拉撒勒，生在加利这个伯利恒长在加勒这个拉撒勒。
Not that he just would come and introduce Jesus, who was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem and grew in Nazareth.
他要让我们真认识我们所信的，他的所事和他所做成。
That we would truly know who he is and what he has done.
他要让我们真看见他所事的跟所做的跟我们到底有什么关系。
That we would truly see and know that what he has done and who he is, has something to do with us.
然后他也要把我们带进他所是和他所做成的。
And he will also take us into who he is and what he has.
这叫做圣灵来为他做见证。
And this is what is meant that the Holy Spirit will come and testify of him.
那我们是第一手的，而且是在深处里面对神的认识。
And we are knowing him from a very from the first hand standpoint.
也是第一手的，我们最真实的来经历。来承受他。
We will experience him personally, firsthand.
所以不光只是圣灵来是为了要见证荣耀耶稣。
It's not that the Holy Spirit just came to testify and glorify Christ.
弟兄姊妹，整个万有被造都是为了见证荣耀基督的。
But the whole creation that was made is for the sake of glorifying Christ.
哥罗西书第一章第十六节讲到万有是借着他造的，也是为着他造的。
Colossians 1:16 says that all things were made by him and through him.
启示录第四章十一节讲到整个万物都是为着神的旨意，为着神的荣耀而被创造。
Revelation says that all things were made and created for the purpose of God and for him.
弟兄姊妹，今天一切受造之物
，One says all that is made，
都应该为着神的荣耀而效力的。
Every creation should work for the glory of God.
我们的钱财。
All of our wealth,
的地上一切的事
all that we go through in this life,
都在这里是为着神的荣耀和旨意被创造的。
And is made for the sake of glorifying God.
所以当你抬头望天的时候
when you look above,
诸天述说神的荣耀
the heavens declare the glory of the Lord,
穹苍传扬神的手段
and the firmament declares his works.
你看一切的事情
you look at all things,
神的永能和神性是明明可以知道的
and his might and his might can be easily seen.
因为神界的这一切受造之物都在这里彰显他的性情。
Because through all these things, he declares who he is.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅万有是这样。
And not only all things are as such.
我过去一年最多引用的一节圣经，以赛亚书四十三章第七节。
The one verse that I use the most, Isaiah 43:7.
凡称为我名下的子民，是为了我自己的荣耀而创造、造作、做成的。
All those were called as my people are made and called for my purpose and made for my purpose.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅讲到我们被 created 是为了他的荣耀而被创造。
Not only were we created for the sake of his glory.
圣经上说，我们这个人被 formed, 被 made, 都是为了他的荣耀。
The scripture said that we were formed when we were made for his glory.
今天你我一切所有的遭遇，现在我们手上的工作，都是为了他的荣耀。
Today you and I, everything that we encounter is for the sake of his glory.
那第三个，圣经也是为了荣耀神的儿子。
And thirdly, the scripture, it is also for the sake of glorifying the Son of God.
主耶稣在约翰福音第五章三十九节对他们说，你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生。
John chapter 5 verse 39 says, you seek the scriptures and you think that there's eternal life.
主说给我做见证的就是这经。
And you said, and the Lord said, it is this very scripture that testifies of me.
整本圣经从创世纪一直到启示录结束，全是在为神的儿子做见证。
In Genesis to Revelation, this entire book is testifying for Christ.
给我做见证的就是这经。
This scripture testifies of me.
而在约翰一书第五章那里讲到神也为他的儿子做见证。
In 1 John chapter 5 says, the Father God also testified of his son.
那些圣经很重要，我们读一下来。
First John.
约翰一书第五章。
Chapter 5.
你们翻不到我不等了，我要读了。做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血。这三样也都归于一。我们既然领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了。因为神的见证是为他儿子做的， 信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎，因为不信神为他儿子做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
1 John chapter 5 verse 8 through 12
也在这里讲到神亲自为他儿子做见证。
Here it speaks of the Father God testifying of His Son.
我们讲到第五重的见证。第五个。
The fifth testimony the Lord will give.
第六个，生命里面的见证。
And number six, the testimony of life.
那个见证就是神所赐的永生。
And this testimony is the eternal life that God gives.
这个永生在他儿子里面。
This eternal life is in His Son.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天里面得到的这个生命，都在跟我们做见证了。
When this is the eternal life that we have received, is testifying to us.
因为这个生命就是神的儿子。
Because this life is the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们注意到了没有？所有这一切，不管讲到万有。
You see that not only all things,
不管讲到我们这些蒙恩的人，
not only those who are saved by grace,
不管讲到圣经，
not only the scripture,
不管讲到圣灵，
not only the Holy Spirit,
还有神亲自的见证，
but God Himself,
还有这永生的见证，
and this eternal life,
一切的见证都在见证神的儿子，
and all things testifying of the Son of God,
神整个的旨意集中在他儿子身上，
because the entire purpose of God is focused on His Son.
弟兄姊妹，你们会说，一定说你今天早上怎么讲这么多，对不对？
One sister, you said this morning, why you?Brother, why do you speak so much?
因为当我们要讲认识圣灵的时候，
because when we talk about knowing the Holy Spirit,
我们必须要有这个这么清楚的根基在我们的里面。
We must have a firm and clear foundation.
圣灵来，
the Holy Spirit came,
的确要给我们带进许多的祝福。
Indeed, to bring us many, many blessings.
我们下个礼拜会讲他带我们进入一切的真实。
And next week, we'll talk about the Holy Spirit leading us into all truth.
让圣经上所有一切的应许和祝福对我们能够真实的承受和享受。
And all the promises and the blessings in the scripture, we may receive it.
但是在讲那之前，
But before we talk about that,
我们必须先认识圣灵来最主要的目的是什么。
We must know the most important reason why the Holy Spirit
came. 弟兄姊妹，人的需要很重要。
Sister, it is true that our needs are very important.
人的经历很重要。
Our experiences are very important.
人的恩赐在这里得到发挥很重要。
And our gifts being utilized is very important.
神也重视这件事情。
And God, deems these things important as well.
但是原谅我说，
Sister,
圣灵赐下来最重要的目的都不是为了这些。
The Holy Spirit came, this is not for the sake of just these things.
今天所谓灵恩派或者走得比较偏激一点的灵恩派。
And we talk about the extreme Pentecostal.
他们非常重视集中的就是在人的需要。
It focuses extremely on the needs of man.
在人的经历上，
and the experience of man.
还有所谓的人恩赐上的发展上，
and the expression of the gift from above.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主的面前我们需要先搞清楚的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, these things we must be clear on.
主耶稣来医治许多的病人。
Jesus came and He healed many who are sick.
但是主耶稣从来不开医治布道大会。
But the Lord Jesus never opened a campaign for healing.
医治不能够成为这个聚会的中心和目的。
And healing cannot be the center and the purpose of this meeting.
弟兄姊妹，所有聚会的目的，
one sister, the purpose of all gatherings,
或是任何个人或者团体存在的目的，
and any purpose for the existence of a group,
我说的是属灵的，
I speak of a spiritual matter,
都必须以神儿子为中心。
It must have the Son of God as the center.
什么时候我们用别的替代的这个？
Any time we use other things to substitute,
圣灵在我们中间的工作就要受到打岔。
And the working of the Holy Spirit will be hindered.
打岔到一个地步，圣灵可能把我们放到一边去。
To the point that the Holy Spirit may just lay us aside.
我们偏激到一个地步，我们可能走进了错误。
And we may even go to an extreme and enter into error.
从神医这件事情来说，
Just talk about the miraculous healing.
因为我30多年在病的里面。
And for 30-some years, I was in illness.
我被带到很多的西医、中医跟神医的面前。
I was brought to many doctors, Western, Chinese, and even those who are miracle healers.
所以我相信我参加神医的聚会可能比你们在座很多人都多。
And I believe that I've gone to these special healing meetings more so than any of you.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
原谅我说，
Would you be saying so?
我们听到的，我们看到的，
What we have heard and what we have seen.
什么时候医治成为这个聚会的主要的目的，这个聚会祝福失去了。
Whenever healing becomes the reason why these people gather, then the blessing has gone away.
神的儿子如果没有在这里被高举，
If the Son of God is not exalted,
神儿子十架的工作如果没有在这里被传扬，
If the work of the cross is not declared,
圣灵没有在这里被尊重，
The Holy Spirit is not reverence. If we just focus on the needs of man, sooner or later something will go wrong with these type of needs.
在我这一生里面，曾经花过两次的三年时间，去好好想要寻求明白神在这个世代神在做的事情。
Twice in my life, for a period of 3 years, I studied very diligently to see what God wants to do in this time and this generation.
一次是1979年到1981年。
The first time is from 1979 to 1981.
我花了三年的时间想要明白神在这个世代教会的真理到底是如何。
So for 3 years, I want to understand, Lord, what is your truth concerning your church?
因为我知道神整个旨意的完成在于心腹专事整齐。
Because the completion of the purpose of God has to do with the made ready of the bride of Christ.
也有很多持地方教会立场或者是各种教会立场的人，我就是跟他们交通请教。
And I've shared and fellowship with many friends and sisters in different areas.
我学习把我自己的成见放下来。
And I learned to put down my own opinion.
有很多人一直来跟我讲，只有他们的教会才是唯一的教会，其他教会都是错的。
And there were many actually that came to me and say, we are the only true church and everybody else is wrong.
所以我也学习把成见放下来，我进来看看到底怎么样。
And I also learned to put down my opinion and come into the midst and see how is it going.
那三年的时间，我常常晚上都睡不着觉。
And for 3 years, I did not sleep very well.
甚至半夜起来祷告。
And many times in the middle of the night, I would
rise up and pray. 我很想明白神到底在这个世代对教会的心意到底是什么。
Because I really want to know what is in the heart of God concerning His church in this age.
那第二个三年。
In the second period of 3 years.
1988年到1990年到91年初。
1988 through early 1990.
我花了三年的时间，参加了很多所谓灵恩的聚会。
And for 3 years, I went to many Pentecostal meetings.
我也不是随便参加的。
And I don't go to them very casually.
因为很多人跟我讲说，我们要学习放下成见来看圣灵的工作。
And many people would share with me that we have to put down our own opinion and see what the Holy Spirit is doing.
所以我花了三年的时间去过了很多的聚会。
This was a period of 3 years. I went to many various meetings.
每一个聚会，我都很认真的祷告，然后仰望神的带领。
And in every meeting, I pray very seriously, and I say, Lord, teach me.
我看到很好的。
And there are some that I see as very.
我也被纠正了许多我过分狭窄的观念。
And also corrected a lot of my extreme thinking.
但是同样的，我也看见了许多混乱的情形。
And I also see a lot of chaos.
很多神迹的聚会已经被人的需要逼得非常的勉强。
And a lot of meetings that were for the sake of healing were.Pressured by the needs of men.
因为太多的病人来到你的面前。
Because there were so many who were ill that came.
我们恩赐的运用已经不在圣灵的掌权底下。
And the utilization of the gift of the Holy Spirit will no longer under control of the Holy Spirit.
那当你没有结果的时候，人没有办法接受。
And when there is no results, men cannot accept it.
所以有很多的结果必须是人工做出来的。
And many results will be produced by the efforts of men.
我们听到，我们看到，我们自己的弟兄姊妹回来也非常非常的 frustrated.
We heard and we seen, and many brothers and sisters that were with us came back and were very frustrated.
因为很多人的做法，人的这个拉做法在这些里面。
And there were a lot of ways of men that was very visible.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情让我们心里面就很难过。
But sisters, these things cause our hearts to be grieved.
因为那个聚会没有叫人真正碰到主。
Because those meetings did not cause men.
人的眼睛都在说，到底病得医治没有？
And everybody seeing that this man get healed.
人的眼睛都在于说，这个人到底还能不能叫人病好？
And everybody says, is this man able to heal? Can he still heal others?
可以的话，他的聚会离开门，外面几个小时人都排队。
If he still has that anointing, then everybody will line up on the outside before the doors even open.
如果你不能的话，人不来参加你的聚会。
And if you no longer can do it, then we're not going to come.
弟兄姊妹，聚会的中心不能是人，不能是人的需要。
But this is the meeting, the center of all gatherings, not the man and the needs of man.
虽然圣灵里面有很多的经历非常重要。
Although there are many important experiences in the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹，经历不是我们的中心。
But brothers and sisters, experience is not our focal point.
经历是因为我们高举基督，我们经历了基督，圣灵自然给我们。
And the experience is that we have experienced the Lord, or exalted the Lord, and the Holy Spirit naturally just comes.
这个不是去强求的，去模仿。
And you cannot imitate, you cannot ask it by force.
所以有时候在一些那样子的聚会的里面，我听到有人说，对别的人说，哎呀，你为什么不倒？你放松，放松就会倒了。
And I heard people say in those meetings, "Well, just fall. If you fall and relax, things will happen."
我心里面就在想说，他为什么一定要倒
？And I said, "Why does this man have to fall?"
他如果能够在那里敬拜神、遇见神，他为什么要倒
？If he can stand there and worship the Lord God, why does he have to fall?
那有一次我被一个我很熟悉的一个基督徒，他一直打电话邀我去参加一个神医聚会。
And once a brother that I'm very familiar with, he invited me to a special healing meeting.
那我本来不想去，就正好有一个从外地来的一个也算亲戚，他也正好打电话来叫我去参加。
In the beginning, I did not want to go, but a relative from afar visited me, and he also called me up and said.
所以我那次就到那个地方去聚会。
So that and so we went together.
我正好因为去的稍微晚一点点，被挤在房子最墙角的地方。
And I arrived a little late, so we were sitting way in the back.
我是动弹不得，进出不得了。
And I can no longer move very freely.
那因为人讲到非常有恩赐。
And this man was really a gifted speaker.
他用哥林多前书十四章讲到方言祷告的重要。
And he talked about the importance of praying in tongues.
他整篇信息，我从圣经的角度，我听不出他讲任何错的。
And the entire message from the aspect of the scripture, I cannot find anything that was wrong.
但是到了后面的时候，我却一下子掉到一个非常深的一个恐惧和惊骇里面。
But at the end, all of a sudden, I fell into fear.
啊，突然问弟兄姊妹说，你们在座有多少人没有方言的经验，请举手。
And he said, how many of you who are sitting down there have never spoken in tongues?
我记得那天有五分之四的人都举手，绝大多数人没有方言经验。
I remember that four out of five people actually raised their hand.
他说你们羡不羡慕有？
And he said, do you admire the habit?
他们都说羡慕。
And he said, yes, we do.
好，我现在告诉你们一个好消息。
And I want to give you a good news.
今天你们离开这个房间以前，我保证每一个人都会说方言。
And I guarantee you that everyone who leaves this place will know how to speak in tongues.
我的眼睛里面真的很大了。
And my eyes was wide open.
我想这个人是谁？
Who is this man?
他怎么能够让每一个人都说方言？
How can he guarantee such a thing?
底下他就开始教大家说方言。
And then he began to teach everyone to speak.
他说你们现在任何一个人说四个字或五个字，平常不常说的字。
And he said you just utter four or five words that you usually don't speak.
你说叽里呱啦也好，稀里呼噜也好，随便你说。
You can say 叽里呱啦，稀里呼噜， whatever you say.
你甚至可以把它倒着回来说。
And even say it backwards.
他说好，你们现在开始说快一点。
And now, speed it up.
再快一点
，speed it up。
好，现在很快了，开始变成对神说。
Now you're fast enough. Now say to God。
啊，就用这个声音开始赞美神。
And just use this voice and praise Him。
然后全场就照着他身上说。
And the whole assembly began to do that。
然后他就拍手，他说：“你看，你们每一个人都会说方言。
”And he clapped his hand and said, "Well done. Every one of you know how to speak in tongues."
因为怎么样，我因为我的神而你们无知到这个地步，我里面伤痛。
On the one hand, I was very hurt by the fact that.The children of God is so uneducated.
然后我一方面我为这位神的仆人我捏了一把冷汗。
But at the same time, I had a cold sweat for the servant of the Lord.
我说弟兄啊，你是谁？你怎么敢做这件事情
？I said, brother, who are you that you would dare to do such a thing?
你可以得到很多的掌声。
You may have many applause.
但是你不是神的好仆人。
But you have not been a good servant of the Lord.
方言岂是人教出来的？
Speaking the tongue cannot be taught.
方言岂是用这种方法会的？
How can one learn to speak in tongues through this man?
你为了让这些人回去可以跟别人说我会讲方言。
And you, for the sake of these men, they leave this building and say, I know how to speak in tongues.
把神的真理妥协到这样子的地步。
And they compromise the truth of God.
弟兄姊妹，这都是十几年前的事。
This happened some 10 years ago.
我知道现在外面仍然是有很多这样子混乱的教导。
And I know there's still many doctrines just like this out there.
但我就需要先把圣经的准绳拉在神的里面的中
间。And I want to draw a very fine line according to this.
如果一个聚会不是高举基督
，If a meeting is not to glorify Christ.
如果一个聚会不能够叫神的儿子得荣耀的
，And if this meeting cannot glorify the Son of the Living God.
我们里面要有分辨的灵。
We must have a discernment within our.
我参加过多少的聚会，他可以两个钟头里面不提到主耶稣。
I've been in meetings that for 2 hours and we never even mentioned the name Jesus.
他可以在两个钟头里面不引用圣经的一句话。
And for 2 hours they would not use the words in the scripture.
光说圣灵的时代是一个 celebration, 是一个让人快乐的时代。
And that's the time to aid the Holy Spirit just so that man may rejoice.
我们起来唱歌，我们起来跳舞，我们起来笑。
We stand and sing, and we stand and dance, and we stand and rejoice and laugh.
弟兄姊妹，神虽然是叫我们喜乐的神。
When it says the Lord God wants us to rejoice.
但是这个喜乐必须建筑在我们跟神有一个对的关系上。
But this rejoicing must be built upon a right relationship with God.
这个喜乐是因为我们降服在神的旨意，我们跟神的生命有一个完美的关系而来的。
This joy comes from a relationship that is completely submitted to God.
而有很多的聚会重视人 所谓才干恩赐的发挥。
And they're needing that focus on the expression of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
啊，就只要你有你想做什么，你要干嘛，你认为什么好，都可以上神要。
And no matter what you want, whatever gifts you want, just ask of the Lord.
因此，没在这里忽略了三件事情。
There's three things that are missing.
忽略了恩赐是从圣灵来的。
But the giving of these gifts comes from the Holy Spirit.
那圣经上这么清楚的《哥林多前书》十二章十一节讲，所有的恩赐是圣灵随着自己的意思赐给人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 11 says that the Holy Spirit gives the gifts to man according to what he desires.
而十八节说到肢体上各个功用是神照着自己的意思聚各安排在身上。
And verse 18 says that God works according to his purpose and his will that all members should function the way they ought to function.
所以恩赐得着的主权在于神。
So receiving of these gifts, authority comes from God.
而这不是你想要什么，你就要去要什么。
It is not what you want, you ask for.
或者你羡慕什么，你就是什么。
Not that what you admire, you become that.
我看见很多人操练说方言，操练说预言。
And I see people who exercise the speaking in tongues and the speaking of prophecy.
甚至发在教材上说，你说预言说错了没关系，就跟小孩子骑脚踏车一样，总会先摔几跤的。
And there are even outlines that says it's okay for you to be wrong when you prophesy, just like a kid riding a bike, you will always be wrong.
我们随便去翻旧约几处的圣经，你马上就知道这个教训和点的错误。
If you just look at the Old Testament, you will know that this teaching is incorrect.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵的恩赐主权在神，在圣灵身上。
Friends, sisters, the gifting of the Holy Spirit is according to the heart of God and what He wants to do.
那第二件忽略的事情，把人的才干、兴趣跟恩赐搞混了，这次其实是不一样的。
And secondly, man is confused the ability and the quality of a man with the gifting of the Holy Spirit.
不是因为你在大学当教授教辩论社，你就可以来神家讲道。
It's not that you're a professor in the university that you can come and speak in the house of God.
不是因为你在学校里面当音乐教授，你就一定可以在神家侍寝。
It's not that you are a professor in the music class, you can come.The minister as a pianist in the house.
将来我们会有专题讲到圣灵的恩赐的问题。
And I will speak specifically in time to come of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
这两个不一样。
These two things are not the same.
那第三件事情。
And thirdly,
他们忽略了人的价值和肯定在于神，不在于人的掌声，不在于自己发挥的没有。
The worth of a man and is not depending on the applause that he receives, but how well God.
所以很多人羡慕说方言，因为可以让他一步登天。
And some desire to speak in tongues because they feel that they can just step right to heaven.
他以为可以让他一步登天。
He thinks that can happen.
因为他一会说方言以后，那些没有这些经验的人都会很佩服他。
And he would think that if I can speak in tongues, and all those who have not the experience will really admire him.
一下子觉得他神圣很多。
And all of a sudden, oh, he's become holier.
那他讲话我们都得听他的。
但
是弟兄姊妹，我们要小心，很多的方言不是真从圣灵来的。很多所谓圣灵的恩赐，不是真正圣灵的恩赐。
And many gifts of the Holy Spirit may not truly be what the Holy
Spirit is. 所以我请求弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里不是在这里批评论断做这些事的人。
And brothers and sisters, I am not here to criticize about the people who are doing these things.
而是圣经上也告诉我们，为神家。的神儿里面的好处，我们不能避讳不说。
And for the sake of God's house and for the sake of God's people, we cannot remain silent on these matters.
我现在只是把这些错误的现象告诉弟兄们。
I let you know the symptoms of these errors.
但这不是我主要的负担。
This is not my burden.
我更重要的负担是希望弟兄姊妹认识真正圣灵掌权的聚会应该是什么。
And my true burden is for us just to know how do you know that the Holy Spirit is in control.
因为整个神。的见证为着他儿子
because the entire testimony surrounds the Son of God
圣灵来为着见证他的儿子
Holy Spirit came to testify the Son of God
圣经在这里见证他的儿子
The Scripture testified the Son of God
你我和一切万有受造之物都在见证荣耀他的儿子
You and I, everything that is made is to glorify the Son of God
所有的神迹奇事恩赐经历都应该是为了见证荣耀神的儿子
All the miracles, all the signs, all the experiencesAll these things are there for the sake of glorifying or testifying to the Son of God.
所以什么时候我们去参加一个聚会，那个聚会的中心很明显就不是神的儿子的话。
And any meeting that we go to is very apparent that Jesus Christ is not the center.
所以如果任何一个神的仆人或者一个神的使女跟你的教导 只要你高举他，尊重他过于尊重主。
If any servant of the Lord teaches you to honor him above the honor that you would give to the Lord,
我们心里面都要存警戒的心。
And we must be cautious.
为什么在中国大陆有这么多的异端可以这么快速的蔓延？
And how come in China there's so many cults moving so rapidly?
是因为大家对真理不够认识。
Because everybody do not have a very good understanding of the truth.
只要有人能够引经据典讲一些东西。
If somebody can just express some words of wisdom.
只要有人能够有一些明显的一些现象或是一些效果出现的话。
And as long as they can perform some signs and some results.
人就不分青红皂白的信任跟随。
The man will blindly believe them.
这是可怕的事情。
This is something that is very.
主耶稣早就说到，在幕后有假先知，也有假基督出来。
And the Lord said very clearly that in the end times, false prophets and false Christ.
他们可以行很多神迹奇事，都不是装的，都是真的神迹奇事。
They will perform many miracles and signs. It is not imitated. There are real miracles and signs.
圣经上说，如果可行，连选民都要被迷惑。
And the Scripture says that it is even possible that the elect may be deceived.
我们判决的标准不是。他是不是把人的病医好？
Our judgment should not be on the fact that whether this person is being that is healed.
我们判别的标准不是他是不是行了什么这个奇事。
And our judgment should not come with the degree of miracle that he has performed.
我们判别的标准，他到底把神儿子摆在怎样的地位？
And our lines of judgment should be where did he place the Son of God?
他到底合不合圣经的教训？
Is it according to the teaching of the Scripture?
弟兄姊妹，我们要非常小心。
Friends, we must be extremely careful.
有一次，我碰到一个神的仆人，从南美洲来。
One time, I met a servant of the Lord that came from South America.
他有神医的恩赐，但是他自己不为别人按手祷告。
And he said he has a gift of healing, but he does not lay his hand on anybody.
他说因为我不希望任何人认为是我叫他的病好。
Because I don't want any man to think that it is I who is causing the
disease. 当我为别人祷告的时候，我要他自己按手在他自己的患处。
And when I pray for this person, I want him to lay hand on himself.
我要让他知道是圣灵叫他好的。
I want him to know that it is the Holy Spirit.
是主叫他好。
It is the Lord that is healing.
好的，教会要复兴，必须先从我们这个人复兴开始。
The church wants to revive, then the revival must begin.
必须要从我们认罪悔改开始。
And it must come from repentance.
弟兄姊妹，我就放心这样子的人来带领神的人。
And verses I trust such a man to lead God's people.
我会后有些单独跟念慈去找他有一些交通。
And after the meeting, Sister Nancy and myself ran a fellowship with him.
他有一次做见证。
And he said once he was giving a testimony.
他在他带聚会带到一半的时候，圣灵突然在里面告诉他。
And as he was leading the meeting, all of a sudden, right in the middle of the meeting, the Holy Spirit prompted him.
他要叫底下所有那个头长得凹凹凸凸的人到前面来。
And he asked all those who's got lumps on their head to come forward.
他里面就跟主说：“主啊，有这样子的人吗？”
And he asked within himself, he said, "Lord, is this such a person?"
因为他跟随圣灵惯了，他就顺服主。他说：“我们底下头有任何凹凹凸凸的，请你出来。”
And he says, To the audience, he trusts the Lord, and he said, "If anyone down there who's got deformity in his head,"
你在想他真出来好几个。
And amazingly, so a lot came forward.
他吓了一大跳。
And he was completely surprised.
他说：“主啊，你为什么对这样子的人有兴趣？”
And Lord, he says, "Lord, why are you interested in such a people?"
那你找出来，我怎么为他们祷告
？How do I pray for them?
他就叫他们每一个人按手在自己的患处。
And he asked them to lay hands on themselves.
他就为他们祷告。
And he began to pray for them.
弟兄姊妹，很多神迹奇事当场发生。好像有一次为一个年轻的女孩子，她只有半个耳朵，她长不完全，就一点点。当她按手祷告，那个人自己按手祷告到一半的时候，她突然看见那个耳朵就在那里长出来了。
And he saw the ear begin to grow.
他听见那个耳朵长的声音。
And he didn't even hear the growth of the ear.
他说他自己一下子被神创造的大门打倒在地上。
And he said all of a sudden he was struck down by the power of God's creation.
虽然他看过很多神医治的事情。
And although he has seen many miracles happening.
每天他仍然遇见了神创造的大门。
And that day he still met the might of God's creation.
能够叫死无变有。
And he caused something to come out of nothing.
人家没倒，他自己倒在地上。
And this girl was standing still and yet he postured in all.
他在那地方倒了半个小时, 一直在那里敬拜神。
And he said he was there on the floor for over half an hour worshiping God.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵工作, 让讲的, 让听的, 都让我们在这里敬拜我们的神。
And brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit works, those who speak and those who listen, we are all worshiping God.
在我们的注意力都在主的身上, 在神的身上。
That our focus is on the Lord and on the Lord himself.
而那一切的结果是让我们归荣耀给神, 不是归荣耀给人。
And the result of all things that we were glorified God and not glorified man.
一切的结果也不是只是叫人的难处解决, 他高兴回家而已。
And the purpose of it all is not that the problems of man are resolved and he would go home happily.
所以任何的个人, 任何的 基督教团体,
for any individuals, for any Christian groups,
任何一种复兴或是一种属灵的祝福,
any form of revival, any form of blessing,
如果有一天变质的,
if the nature of it has changed,
不再是以主为中心,
is no longer Christ-centered,
弟兄姊妹早晚, 神要越过他们,
brothers and sisters, sooner or later, the Lord will pass them by.
早晚神要把这个放到一边去,
sooner or later, the Lord will ignore them.
我们求神, 让我们自己不成为这样子的人,
brothers and sisters, we ask that we will not become such a people.
我们求神, 让这个教会不成为这样子的教会,
we ask that this church will not become such a gathering.
没有任何一个人事物可以起来替代我们的主,
no one, nothing can rise up.
连天上的神都用右手叫他高举,
and substitute God, because God himself has raised his thumb to his own right hand.
他为他做见证,
and he testified to his son.
他说你们也要为这件事做见证,
that you too must testify.
来高举荣耀他,
to exalt him and glorify.
而神赐给人的圣灵也为这事做见证,
the Holy Spirit that God has given unto man also testified to these things.
今天我们追求圣灵,
Francis, we seek the Holy Spirit.
我们渴慕圣灵的经历,
we long experience the Holy Spirit.
请我们心里面清楚地知道, 圣灵来, 只要把神的儿子启示给我们。
Please know for certainty that he came to reveal the Son of God to you.
让我们真正地愿意敬拜他, 归荣耀给他。
And we would really be willing to honor him and to glorify him.
所以保罗有一个求启示的祷告,
so Paul had a prayer that speaks revelation.
但是保罗更有一个求经历的祷告,
and Paul also had a prayer for experience.
他说因此我在父面前屈膝, 求他按着他丰盛的荣耀, 借着他的灵, 叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, that your hearts may be strengthened.
圣灵今天在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit is in us.
他要叫我们里面的力量, 原文翻译作里面的人可以刚强起来。
That your heart, your inner man may be strengthened.
那我们每一次圣灵的经历, 都让我们里面的生命更长大成熟。
That every experience we have in the Holy Spirit causes us to mature in Christ.
每一次圣灵跟我们 divine encounter 之后, 我们能够更像主。
And whenever the Holy Spirit allow us to enter into that divine encounter with the Lord, then we would be more like Him.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做圣灵里的经历。
This is the experience in the Holy Spirit. Not only that we would know whom we have believed in, but this inner man will continue to grow into maturity. That our inner man may be changed and transformed to be like him.
所以我们一起读哥林多后书3章17节到18节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
主就是那灵, 主的灵在哪里, 哪里就得以自由。 我们众人既然敞着灵, 得以看见主的荣光, 好像从镜子里反照, 就变成主的形状, 荣上加荣, 如同从主的灵变成的。 啊, 我非常建议弟兄姊妹, 如果你可能的话,
Brothers and sisters, if it's all possible,
你明天早晨用这段圣经当你的成根题材,
use these words as the material you use for morning watch.
细细地读, 细细地祷告,
read it carefully, pray carefully.
用一个单纯的信心来接受它,
with a simple heart, receive these words.
在你不仅仅叫我们, 让我们随时转向主,
not only does it ask us to always turn to the Lord.
因为在3章16节说到, 我们的心几时转向主, 怕子几时就求去。
In verse 16 says, whenever we turn to the Lord, our face will be unveiled.
我们可以敞着脸来见到主。
With unveiled faces, we may come and see Him.
所以我们希望在我们平常的生活里面,
in our daily lives,
三个简单的点, 我们来操练。
There's three points that I would ask everybody to begin to exercise.
第一个, 随时的转向主,
to turn to the Lord every moment.
然后, turn our eyes upon Jesus. 转眼来仰望耶稣,
turn our eyes on Jesus.
什么时候转向他, 一切的怕子就出去了。
Whenever you turn to Him, your face will be unveiled.
一切让我们跟主的爱、主的生命隔绝的事情就要出去了。
Anything that separates us from His love will be removed.
在他血的底下，我们归回。
And under His blood, we return.
所以，愿不愿意转回，是解决我们愿不愿意的问题。
Whether you will turn to the Lord, it all rests on the issue of whether you are willing or not.
不是解决我们能不能得胜的问题。
It does not take care of whether we will be victorious over the matter.
是解决我们愿不愿意过得胜生活的问题。
But it takes care of whether we want to live a victorious life.
第二件事情，我们学习敞着脸来看主。
Secondly, let's learn to come to the Lord and look upon Him with unveiled faces.
我们学习 focus our eyes upon Jesus.
Let's learn to focus our eyes on the Lord.
我们不仅仅 turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Not only do we want to turn our eyes on Him.
从一切不是主的事情里面，我们来看主。
From everything that is not the Lord, we want to look to the Lord.
而当我们来看他的时候，我们学习定睛来看他。
And when we look to Him, we look upon Him.
我们敞开的脸来看他。
And with unveiled faces, we come to Him.
那第三个就是 let Him, 让他来做。
And lastly, let Him do it.
圣灵在这里，主的灵在哪里，哪里就要得到自由。
Where the Lord is, there is liberty.
他要来释放我们。
He will come and set us free.
主的灵来就是要为我们为神的儿子做见证。
The Spirit came to testify of the Son of God to us.
所以他不仅仅释放我们，他要来改变我们。
Not only will He set us free, but He will transform us.
让我们能够荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
That from glory to glory we will be transformed by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们一起唱一首短诗252首。
In 252。
大本的。来。
我深求你用圣灵栽种满我，我深求你用圣灵栽种满我，破我容我梦。
祷告的心，我们再唱一次。
我深求你用圣灵栽种满我，我深求你用圣灵栽种满我。
再用英文唱一次。
Spirit of the living God, pour fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, pour fresh on me.
当我们正在祷告的时候，
Lord Jesus, as we pray,
我们知道你的灵就在我们中间，
Lord, your spirit is in our midst,
来遇见我们，
to meet us,
来触摸我们，
to touch us,
再来洁净我们，
to cleanse us,
也要大大的来充满我们，
to fill us with greatness,
你知道我们心里面何等的爱慕你。
Lord Jesus, you know how our hearts long for you.
你知道我们心里面何等的需要你。
You know how we need you.
这个世界不能给我们安息。
This world cannot give us rest.
这个世界不能给我们真实的满足和喜乐。
This world cannot give us true happiness and true satisfaction.
只有在你的里面。
Only in you.
我们才有满足的喜乐。我们现在求你帮助我们都做一个常常转眼仰望耶稣的人。也让我们能够学习定睛在你的身上，好让你的圣灵能够在我们里面自由的运行和做工，让我们得到智慧和启示的灵，使我们真知道你。
Grant us wisdom and revelation that we may truly know you.
也使我们得到这个荣耀内住的圣灵来改变我们。
That we may receive this glorious spirit that will transform us from within.
让我们荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Being transformed by the Spirit of the Lord.
主，我们特别把我们在座的每一个都交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we give each and every one of us to you.
不管我们今天来的时候带着多少的软弱和失败。
It doesn't matter the degree of our weakness and our failure.
不管我们回家之后我们要面临多少的困难。
It doesn't matter the difficulties that we will face as we leave this place.
也不管我们现在心里面觉得多么的惶恐和无助。
It doesn't matter the fear within our hearts.
你让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
Lord, you cause us to really know whom we have believed in.
让我们能够脱离这一切的恐惧和不安。
That we may depart all these fears and these weariness.
让我们能够抛锚在你的身上。
That we would cast our anchor upon you.
我们可以安息在你的里面。
That we would rest in you.
你祝福我们每一个人。
Bless each and every one of us.
不让这些困难、这些软弱打倒我们。
Do not let these troubles and these circumstances strike us down.
让我们知道神的儿子已经在圣灵里面。回到我们中间来。
The Son of God has returned unto us through the Holy Spirit.
他不仅仅与我们同在。
Not only are you with us.
他乃是住在我们里面。
But you live within us.
这永生就是神的儿子。
But this eternal life is the Son of God.
这个永生就是你的见证。
But this eternal life is your testimony.
他已经在我们里面。
Because you are in us.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们喜乐起来。
Help us to be strong.
帮助我们刚强起来。
Help us to be strengthened.
恢复我们里面对你的信心。
Restore the faith that we have in you.
用荣耀的盼望来充满我们。
And with the hope of glory fill us over.
让我们真能够说我不为明天忧虑。
And we may truly say I will not worry for tomorrow.
因为我深知道谁掌管我的明天。
Because I truly know who is in control.
生命充满了希望。
A life full of hope.
因为我的主亲自与我同行。
Because my Lord walks with me.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
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 赞美你。
Praise the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
The name of Jesus.
Amen.我们的祷告需要先停在这。我希望弟兄姊妹，我们回家都不再觉得孤单
了。
因为主耶稣永远跟我们同在。因为主就是那灵。等一下，我们建堂的 committee 会跟我们上来有些报告。
Our facilities committee will be up here announcing.
我盼望弟兄姊妹没有人回家的。
And I pray that nobody will go home.
因为这是神家的事情。
Because this is a matter of God's house.
请我请求弟兄姊妹能够尽快的到餐厅拿了饭回来。
And I ask everybody to please go quickly to the cafeteria.
需要上洗手间的也能够尽快去。
Get your food and return if you need to use the restroom.
我们十分钟内我们都回到原来的位置上。
We come back in 10 minutes.
我们在这里吃饭。
We'll eat here.